Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O Brahman, do not think this is to be especially wonderful in the activities of the mysterious and infallible personality of Godhead. By His own transcendental energy, He creates, maintains, and annihilates all material things, although He Himself is unborn. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The activities of the Lord are always inconceivable to the tiny brain of the living entity. Nothing is impossible for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But all His actions are wonderful for us, and thus He is always beyond the range of our conceivable limit. The Lord is the all-powerful, all-perfect Personality of Godhead. The Lord is 100% perfect, whereas other, namely Narayan, Brahma, Shiva, and demigods, and all other living beings possess only different percentage of such perfection. No one is equal to or greater than Him. He is unrivaled. No one is equal to or greater than Him. He is unrivaled. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Talakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Trimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Prashyachadi Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. No one is equal to or greater than Him. He is unrivaled. Actually, Krishna is very openly saying in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 10:8, Aham sarvasu prabhava, matah sarvam pravatate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvite. He declared that everything is imminent from me. I am the source of all spiritual and material world. The wise who perfectly knows this engage in my devotional service. Worship me with all their hearts. And from this actually we can understand that for Krishna anything possible, because He is the one actually creating this. He is the one actually maintaining, and He is the one going to destroy, annihilate. In this particular verse actually we are talking about Canto 1, chapter 8, 16. Actually, we are talking about His inconceivable energy. And He's saying with our tiny little brain, the material brain, we can't understand. Many times we try to measure His power with our own ability. And that's why we fail. Yesterday, actually, I was listening to a class and there was a question regarding about Brahmastra, that how fast the Brahmastra, and in between they were discussing. Now we are missing the point. I think that's the point here, that inconceivable energy. For Krishna, anything is possible. When He is so fast, the Brahmastra is going very fast. I don't know whether anyone measured actually how fast. It's extremely fast. The time Asotama actually released the Brahmastra and is not a big distance to go to Uttara's womb. But Krishna saying, मैं ही समय हूं. I am the Kala, I am the time. When he is a time, who's controlling the time? Krishna controls the time. When he releases the Brahmastra, he can stop. And when he finishes his talk, he can start the time. And with our little brain, we want to understand that he stopped and it happened. When he Arjun called a kill Jayadrath, he stopped. Nobody knew what was happening. And suddenly actually the sun is there and say, Arjun, sun is still there, just kill him. For him, and that is where actually his inconceivable energy. He can do anything and everything. And if you ask question about that, that means we don't understand his conceivable energy. Krishna can do anything. Krishna can become a very tiny little boy. He can become actually giant as anything. He can do anything and everything. So that was actually my understanding yesterday. That for Krishna, whatever is impossible for us, that is possible for Krishna. And not only for Krishna. Krishna can empower to his devotee. This inconceivable energy, he can actually give it to his devotee. And we know the best example we have, the Acharya, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. If you see actually that Srila Prabhupada's life, born in 1896, 1950, at age of 54, Srila Prabhupada retired from married life. At age of 1959, that is actually 59, so 63 years old, and he took sannyas. And then, in Radharaman temple in Vrindavan, he started, at age of 60, he started actually translating his books. 18,000 sloka of actually Bhagavatam, and he translated actually in English. Then he started his journey to America at age of 69. We normally retire. That time the retirement was actually 60. Now, I was waiting that actually that is the age to retire, but now they've gone to 67. But India is still actually 60, they retire. I wish it was there, because I just turned 60 a couple of years ago, and I couldn't get my actually pension now, but actually they change. So, 60 we retire, at age of 69, Srila Prabhupada started his journey. And then 66, actually, when he formed this society, he gave the name International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. And disciples said, we don't have one temple, how can you give international? You don't understand. It's a matter of time. Srila Prabhupada said, it's a matter of time. And within 10 years, 77, Srila Prabhupada left this material world. And within 10 years, he traveled 12 times the globe and established 108 temples. How is possible? The only way that is possible, if you get the mercy of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was surrendered soul. He had total faith on Krishna that I'm going to do it. My Guru Maharaj told me to go and preach in the Western world. I am going. He told Krishna, Maro bhi, rakho bhi, jo ichha tumhare. I am totally yours. Whatever you want to do, this body is given by you. I am going to America and I am going to preach. I am going to distribute this love of God to each and everyone. And even Krishna said, Tathastu. I am there with you. You go. This is the inconceivable energy of Krishna that given to Srila Prabhupada. So if Srila Prabhupada can do this sort of things, the Krishna for Krishna who giving this energy, for him anything is possible. Actually, everybody is subordinate to Krishna's energy. Nitya Nitya Nam, Chetana Chetanam, Chetanas Chetanam, Eko Bahunam Yo Vidhayati Kamanam. The Veda is saying, Nitya Nitya Nam, God, Krishna is the only Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all others, even demigods, all the living entity, with a different grade of material power to manage this material world. Actually, there are three kinds of energy. Inferior energy, the Maya, the spiritual energy, Yogmaya, Devi Prakriti, and marginal energy, that is Tatastha Shakti. And we are coming into this marginal energy, Tatastha Shakti. Because actually we are the Tatastha Shakti, it is very natural that we can empowered by either Maya or by Krishna. It depends. If you are very materialistic, then Maya will take over and Maya will empower you. And asking you to do so many things which is not favorable to Krishna. And if you are spiritual, then Krishna will empower you. We can see Srila Prabhupada. And now we are talking about this Bhagavatam here. Aswatthama is the embodiment of someone who is illustrating what type of determination materialistic person could have to fulfill his desire. Aswatthama was so envious of Pandava. He was so jealous, he was so envious from the beginning. His father, Dronacharya, is the guru of Arjun. And Arjun was his favorite student. Though his son was there, but still Arjun was very favorite to Dronacharya because he was very good at his study. He was concentrating in his study. He was number one. And since then, actually, Aswatthama was very envious of Pandava, of Arjun and the Pandava. Actually, he was willing to give anything. He was willing to destroy his own character. And he decided that anyhow and any cost, I want to destroy, I want to kill the Pandava. So many times actually he tried, he failed, he was in the big trouble, humiliated, but still actually he wanted to, actually he was carrying again and again and again. He decided that whatever happened, I want to kill. When you are envious of somebody, you think this sort of thing that actually I want to end that person. He would do anything and everything. This is a lesson. That don't try to be envious. Try to glorify that, yes, he is great, he is doing nice. And if you become envious, then you do whatever the most degradable things in the life, you would do that. Aswatthama done the same thing. He went and killed the five children of Draupadi, the Pandavas. And that at night time, he done the most degradable activity ever someone can do. Even Duryodhan was very angry with him. That how could you do this? How could you kill the sleeping children, innocent children? How could you do this? But because actually he's envious, he done it. Then he released the Brahmastra to kill the Pandava. Brahmastra actually there like an atomic bomb. They target, the pinpoint target, that actually they can tell you that actually I want to go in this particular point, and the Brahmastra, the atomic bomb will go. And this Brahmastra was the same thing. He targeted to kill all five Pandava. And when Krishna came, Arjun looked at Krishna and said, what shall I do now? And when the pure devotee turned to Krishna, Krishna said, I am there to help you. Krishna saved them. And still, Aswatthama was so envious, he just wanted to destroy the dynasty of Pandava. He said, on any cost, anyhow, I want to actually destroy. Finally, he released the Brahmastra to kill the baby that is actually just in the womb of mother, Uttara. That was the last member of that dynasty. And he said, if I kill him, then there will be no Pandava. At this stage, when Uttara actually saw the Brahmastra is coming, she turned again to Krishna. I said, Krishna, the only person who can do this, the only person can save me, the only person is able to do these sort of things, that's you. You can save me, you can save my child. And if the Brahmastra has to kill someone, kill me, but please save my child. At this stage, Krishna has done actually his inconceivable energy again. The most amazing thing, Krishna resides as a Paramatma in everyone's heart. From the heart, Krishna entered in the womb of Uttara. Now you can see, to save the devotee, Krishna will do anything. Even he entered in the womb of the mother. He covered the embryo of Uttara. He saved Parikshit Maharaj and defused the Brahmastra. Why he was saved? Because there is a prayer from Uttara. Actually, when you are actually in the womb of the mother, the baby is totally helpless, totally dependent on mother. The mother eats, the baby eats. Whatever mother drink, the baby drink. Whatever the mother think, the baby think. Actually, if just actually 10, 12 years ago, this American scientist, they found out the baby, they start learning from the womb of the mother. 12 years. And we know from the 5,000 years ago, more than that, but just 5,000 years ago, we know that baby do start learning from the womb of the mother. Abhimanyu. They just found out now. And American people are gone crazy. They are crazy. And they're gone extra crazy. Sorry. No one Americans here. As soon as the dad comes, sit down with in front of the mother, and said, John, 1 + 1 = 2. They started actually teaching, because now they just found out. All this year they didn't know. And we have so many actually ceremony for that. Before even you conceive, there is a ceremony. While you are conceiving, your ceremony. When actually you conceived, there is a ceremony. When they're coming out, there is a ceremony. When they grow up, there is a ceremony. When they get married, there is a ceremony. Then they have children, again, there is a ceremony. When we die, there is a ceremony. All this time we have ceremony, we know what exactly happening. So, it's up to the mother how she want her child. If she want actually very clever, very nice, very handsome, very good looking, everything is up to the mother. If mother pray to God very heartedly, they just, I want my child. I remember His Holiness Bhakti Rasa Mitra Maharaj was giving advice to my daughter that now you have baby in the womb, you listen to all these prayers. You listen to Maha Mantra. You, rather than any other music, you listen. I think there are 3 hours these prayers, and she was listening every day. And I tell you, I thought, I don't know how far this is true, but when I got my grandchild, every time they travel in the car, they put some music to keep her quiet. She won't. And as soon as they put Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, she gone quiet. That's effect. It's there. And she just turned 1 year, and if you put this Maha Mantra, she start dancing. Where's she learning from? And that is actually the womb of the mother. So what the mother who is actually expecting the baby, they have a big, very big responsibility. That they have to follow all this ritual. And if you do this, the baby will get result on the baby. Sri Radha Gokula Nanda ki jay, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jay, Sri Gaur Nitai Bhagwan ki jay, Jagat Kula Prabhupada ki jay. Now, when this Brahmastra was actually coming to Parikshit Maharaj in the womb, his glaring was so powerful, the effulgence was coming so powerful from the Brahmastra. Literally, you can actually, if you see, you get blind. That's powerful. But within the womb, when Krishna entered, Krishna's effulgence was even more powerful than Brahmastra. And Parikshit Maharaj could see everything, what was happening. That means Parikshit Maharaj had a darshan of Krishna while he was in the womb of the mother. There is a lesson to learn. He had a darshan of Krishna, personally himself, one-to-one. And when he came out, when he was about to die, he was listening Bhagavatam. He personified of actually Bhagavatam. When he saw the Krishna one-to-one, what else he want? Bhagavatam is there within his body, but he was very attentively, he was listening, without food, without drink. And when we are in the movement for 5 years, or 10 years, or 12 years, or 15 years, I am a senior devotee. I don't need to attend the class. I have heard this so many times, Bhagavatam class. I'm a senior, I don't have to. In the prasadam queue, I'm the senior devotee. They should serve me. Why should I stay in the queue? I'm a senior devotee here. What is the lesson? That Parikshit Maharaj got so much knowledge. He had a personal darshan of Krishna in the womb. Forget about when he came outside in the womb. And still he was so humble. And with a folded hand he said, yes. I just want to listen the Bhagavatam for remaining my 7 days. Totally surrender. So humble. He knew the Bhagavad Gita and still he wanted to listen the Bhagavad Gita from the sage. From the self-realized person. So, this is another lesson to learn from Parikshit Maharaj. That we should be humble. Now we're coming to the verse here. Krishna is saying unconceivable energy. Actually, 3 days ago, I met one young boy. I was called in the hospital to see someone to do some prayers. There was a young boy, he's about 18, 19 years old. Mother and father, and they were asking me questions, and I was reciting Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 2, sloka number 7. I just started that how he was confused, Arjun, and explaining what is Bhagavad Gita is. And then I turned to him and I said, do you believe in God? And he very bluntly said, no, I don't believe in God. I said, that's very good. He said, what do you mean very good? I said, yeah, you don't believe in God. So now I have excuse to explain to you that who is God. And then actually I put some point to him that he was very, no, he had a phone. I said, do you have a phone? The phone maker is there. Someone made the phone. And I put that little point. And while we are talking about Krishna, the grandfather actually literally, I think, left his body. I said, okay, you can call the doctor, talk to them. And the young boy said, can I come with you to the car park? I said, yes. And he said, the first time I ever heard something very interesting, I asked question so many times, the same question. I don't believe in God. He said, still I don't believe in God, but now I'm confused. He said, now I'm confused. I have a doubt. Really, the God is there? Because the point you put, actually, that makes sense. So, this is what I'm saying, that inconceivable energy. Krishna can do anything and everything. Krishna was only 6 days old. And you can see how tiny baby the 6 days old. So fragile, you don't want to even lift. You get frightened that if I might get a hurt baby. And he killed Bhutana. Bhutana came in the house with a beautiful young lady. So charming that even Yashoda Maiya thought that she is such a nice, the goddess of fortune is here. She went inside, she picked the child, Krishna, and went outside, and still Yashoda Maiya was looking at, wow, look at the charm. She's gone outside, and Krishna took her where? In the field. There is a reason he took her far away, and she offered the breast milk, actually. He offered the nipple that it stuck, because there was a poison. She was thinking that now I'm going to kill him. And Krishna, as a little baby, holding the breast and started sucking. He was sucking her blood. He was sucking his life. And when she fell down, correct me if I'm wrong, but that was the 14 miles long, Bhutana, and fell on the ground. And a big noise came, and then people realized that what was happening. What is this noise? That time, even Nanda Maharaj was not in Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj was that time in Mathura. And Vasudev was actually telling, something is happening bad in Vrindavan. Please, can you hurry up and go to Vrindavan? I think actually there is something is not right. And when Nanda Maharaj came, when he saw Bhutana was 14 miles long, tall, lying on the floor, and Krishna was playing with her breast, still sucking. And he said, what's going on? Inconceivable. How can a little child, 6 days old child, can kill a 14 mile long, tall Rakshas, the demon? But Krishna has done it. Now, if you question that, is it, that means actually we don't have faith on Radha Gokulananda. Then, the next thing actually, he killed Agasur. Agasur When he came, and when he opened the mouth, it was like a big cave, and all his friends thought actually, let's go in this cave. And they all entered. Krishna was watching, and Krishna entered in the mouth. Agasura was so happy that now my mission is going to be completed. Not only Krishna, but all his friends is going to be die. I'm going to kill them. I'm just here to do, just close my mouth, follow them, and end of Krishna. He was just about to close his mouth. Krishna started expanding and expanding and expanding in such a way that actually his head blew off. And he left, his soul left from the top of the head. The yogi, they're saying that if you leave the soul from the top of your head, that is called Brahmarandra. We have about 9 to 10 holes in our body. Sometimes, some people, there's 9, some say 10, but different hole. The ear, the nose, the eyes, and the genital, and all this. So, all together we have 9 or 10 holes, and this one is the most important hole. They said if you leave your soul from there, that means it's liberated. Get moksha. But for us, for the ISKCON, we don't have to worry about that. He said, if you just leave, antakale cha mameva, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. If you just smaran mukta kalevaram, if you just actually chant this name and leave your body, and if you are in the condition that you can't chant, then Krishna will arrange, his devotee will chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. And if the devotee will chant, the soul will listen to that one, and he will go back to Godhead. So, Agasura actually was so fortunate that he left his soul from the Brahmarandra. Actually, they are saying that when Krishna killed all the asuras, all the demons, all the demigods, actually they were showering the flowers from the top that thank you, Krishna. But when Agasura was killed, they all came to the earth planet and started the kirtan to glorify Krishna. That what a wonderful, what an amazing things. Now in this pastime, one thing we have to learn, that Brajabasi, how much they have a faith on Krishna. How much actually they love Krishna so much. They have total conviction that Krishna is there, we don't have to worry. Every time they went out with Krishna, all the cowherd boys, there was nothing but the trouble. But, you know, why? Because of the Krishna, there was trouble was there. All the demons sent by Kamsa because of Krishna. And because of Krishna, they were troubling all the Brajabasi. But none of the boys, they said, Krishna, you are a troublemaker. I don't want to go with you tomorrow, please. They're all willingly going. And all the parents. When we find our son or daughter is going with someone and the association is no good, we said, you are not going with him or her. He's a troublemaker. Don't go. Full stop. I said, Mom, please, I told you not to go. Here the Brajbasi never said that Krishna is a troublemaker. Don't go with him. They said, yes, go. Every day there is a trouble. He kills some asuras every other day. They accepted because they had so much faith. They understood the inconceivable energy of Krishna. That Krishna is there, we don't have to worry. Krishna is there, we don't have to worry about our children. And all the boys and girls, they don't know that Krishna is here. We don't have to worry. When they were entering the mouth of Agasur, they were thinking that we are entering in some cave. And who cares? Krishna is there. And when they saw Krishna is killing, it's a, what a big deal. Krishna was lifting the mountain, Govardhan Hill on her left hand with a little finger. And still, they said, what a big deal. His friend came to help Krishna. Hey, you must be tired. Let me just put my, you know, my stick. And he was saying, actually, I'm lifting. Actually, you know, Krishna is just putting his hand. I'm lifting. And Krishna is smiling. But they were not amazed that, oh, nobody am amazed. Oh, wow. Krishna, you lifted the mountain? He said, what a big deal. You are just doing your duty to save us. And they have so much convinced that for Krishna, anything is possible. And once we have this conviction that Krishna can do anything and everything, is not a big deal. Then you really understood the Bhagavad Gita. Then you understood Bhagavatam. A few days ago, actually, someone questioned me that, you know, in the battlefield, how many millions of people actually died in the battlefield? 640 million people. Now, if you go and see Kurukshetra, I have been to Kurukshetra. That area is not that big. How can you hold that many people on that tiny little place? But Krishna has declared, Krishna has said, actually, this many people have been killed. So yes, I was asking same question to my Guru Maharaj one time, that, you know, from Vrindavan to Govardhan, we take the rickshaw, take about 45 minutes or 50 minutes, an hour in this bumpy road. You don't have to go in any, actually, this amazing things. You just go in the rickshaw and it's like you're in the fun fair. And after 1 hour, two, you arrive there. Then go round the Golden Hill. You start in the morning, minimum 6 hours. Someone can do it in 4 hours, but I manage in 6 hours. Say 4 hours to go round if you are fast. One time I done it actually 12 hours, going round all these places. Krishna was going every day to Govardhan, going to Barsana. Takes so long. I said, how is possible? There was no rickshaw that time. So how can he walk all the way there? I did not have no understanding about Krishna's inconceivable energy. Then my Guru Maharaj told, it's like a lotus flower. When actually dark, it closes. When it's actually light, lotus flower open like this. You say, imagine you are here and actually just opening, you are far. And within a second, as you close, you are here. So whenever Krishna wants to go out, the lotus flower said, okay, I'm opening. The whole Vrindavan open and he goes very far. Within a second, you are there in Vrindavan, in Govardhan Hill. So to understand this, we need to have faith on Krishna. And if you have that faith on Krishna, then it is possible that we can understand his pastime. Krishna is saying, janma karma cha me divyam, evam yo vetti tatvatam, tyakta deham punar janma, naiti mam eti so Arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attain my eternal abode. O Arjuna. So once we are convinced, once we have a total faith on Krishna, once we agree that actually for Krishna anything and everything is possible, means your door is open to go back to Godhead. Krishna said, once you understand this, once you leave the body, you don't come back. Last, actually, I'll tell you one story. Actually, this everyone knows. I like to repeat again and again. This story of learned Brahman and cobbler. Narad Muni one time came, Narayan, Narayan. He came to the Brahman, learned Brahman, and Brahman saw him, and he just said, oh. He didn't say anything, just wait. I'm busy with my ritual. Swaha. He was busy with his ritual, actually praying. And when he finished, he said, Narad, not Narad Muniji, Narad, so what make you coming to my house? He said, I was just passing through. I said, let me just check what you're doing. He said, yes, I was busy. Every day I'm busy with this thing, actually. You know, for 2-3 hours, I do my puja. He said, oh, I know all the slokas. He said, oh, very good. He said, so, you're going back to Krishna to see him? He said, yeah. I said, just, I know that actually this is my life. I'm going back to Godhead. But just ask him, just for the formality, that when I'm coming back to Godhead, he said, okay, I will ask him. And he went, never offered anything. While he was walking, Narayan, Narayan, he saw the cobbler. Cobbler was busy. Govinda, Jaya, Jaya, Gopala, Jaya, Jaya. He was making the chappal shoes. And as soon as he saw Narad Muni, he just jumped, he stopped everything. He said, I'm blessed, how fortunate I am. That in a low-class person like me, and a Narad Muniji, you are, he gave the Dandavat Pranam, and he said, I'm the low-class, you won't be able to eat, drink or eat anything, but please allow me, what can I do? Narad Muni said, I'm fine. And he said, I was just passing through, I said, just said, hello. He said, is my good fortune that you are here? I'm blessed. And he said, I'm going to meet Krishna again. Do you have any question? He said, do I have question for the Supreme Person of the Godhead? I'm just ordinary, just, you know, cobbler. I'm just maintaining by doing this work. What I get, I offer some to God. And whatever left, actually, I look after my family. And I don't have even ability to ask question, please. But now you are going, you say, can you do one thing? Can you give my Dandavat Koti Pranam to him on behalf of me, please? Narad Muni came to Vishnu, Krishna, and he said, I got a question. I'm a little confused. I got a question from the Brahman. He's very learned. And he's asking when he will come to you. And Krishna said, actually, it will take long time. Life after life after life. He said, but he spent actually 2-3 hours doing your puja every day. Even I had to wait while he was doing the puja. He said, yeah, yeah. When you go back, just tell him that actually what he will ask, what was he doing, Krishna? Just tell him that I was passing the elephant, an elephant from eye of a needle from this side to that side, from that side to this side. Narad said, what? He said, just tell him. Narad came back. Now just tell the same thing to cobbler as well. So he came to this Brahman again. He was busy. He said, wait. After he said, oh, so you met Krishna? He said, yes. So when I'm going? He said, it will, unfortunately, I don't know how to say, but, he said, Narad, come on, tell me. He said, Krishna said, actually, you have to wait long. He said, must be crazy guy. He said, does he know what he's talking about? He must be out of his mind. Come on, I'm doing this. I know this slok ritual. I know I'm going. He must be out of his mind. He doesn't know what he's saying. Or he must have heard something wrong. Then he went to cobbler and he said, cobbler, you are, this is your last life. He said, what? He said, you must have heard something wrong. But there is no way you can hear wrong because you are the Narad Muniji. You are his bhakta, he's a disciple. And I can't believe. He said, you know what? When I was leaving, you know what he was doing? He was actually, from an eye of a needle, he was passing an elephant from this side to that side and from that side to this side. He said, wow. He said, do you believe this? He said, of course, why not? If we can put this tree in this tiny little seed, inconceivable, he can do anything. But this is what actually we have to learn, that to understand Krishna's inconceivable energy. And once we understand this pastime, these activities, your life is success. And that's what actually he's saying. Mamasta hi etan ascharyam, sarva ascharyamai achyute, ye idam maya ya devya, srajati avati hanti ajaha. What he's saying? O Brahmana, do not think this is to be specially wonderful in the activities of mysterious and infallible personality of Godhead. By his own transcendental energy, he creates, he maintains, and annihilates all material things, although he himself is unborn. Sorry, I took 10 minutes over. Is there any tippani that's in Hindi? Any comment or any suggestion?